Amen. This is for Brother Richie and everybody else that requested. They sent for Jesus, your friend's about to die, but tarry he still on behind. So they laid Lazarus in a tomb and said their last goodbye. But coming down the road was Jesus right on time. Just hold on, my child, because he's not too far away. And he knows your needs before you pray. So when your feet are weary from the mountains you have climbed, look ahead, here comes Jesus right on time.
For an on-time God. Amen. Amen. He's definitely not like me. Not in that sense. He's on time. You might think that he's not. He might not be answering your prayer, but he's on time. Even if it doesn't sound like he's answering your prayer, it doesn't seem like he seems like he's silent. He's on time. He knows what he's doing. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Brother Mark, you want to help us take up our offering, please? Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. As he's passing that around, why don't we stand to our feet? Let's sing, Oh, I Want to See Him. Amen. Key of F. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within. But my Lord leads me on, through him I must win.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him, he will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. Oh, but my Lord goes ahead, leaves whate'er betides. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, oh, guiding me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. Oh, he's a real friend to me, oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. I was just going to go ahead and go to the Word this evening. Are you ready for the Word? So I'm going to have Brother Richie come out. Let's just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart. As Brother Richie comes, you pull on the gift. Amen. And you'll receive from the gift. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I like what he said this morning. Amen. You're only going to receive what you expect or what you put into it, right? That's what you'll get out of it. Hallelujah.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I lift it up. in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to sing.
Amen. Ain't that your desire?
Amen.
Amen. We come to see Jesus, not man. We come to see Jesus speak through man. He had God said he uses an agent, and that agent's man. Amen. I'm glad of that. Be seated for a moment. Sing a little song. And Aaron said, y'all going to work me over, so we'll get right ahead. It's called God on the Mountain. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known, and then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God on the mountain, sing it with me, is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? In other words, he don't ever change. Amen. That's one thing we can rely upon, is he don't ever change. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. He's an unchanging God. He didn't change his desire for us. He ain't changed his attitude toward us. He ain't changed his purpose for us. He ain't throwed us away. He just keeps working on us daily. I'm glad of that. Many times he could have thrown the clay away, but he just kept putting it on the wheel and kept working on it till he brings it to what he's got predestined in his mind to be. And I'm so thankful for that. Amen. We sure appreciate y'all. And also, such a special crowd, special people. And we're blood kin, you know. I'm glad of that. Blood kin. Amen. We was born through the blood of God. So now flows through my veins, royal blood. Amen. Brother Branham said, I'm no longer the son of Charles and Ella Branham. I'm a son of the living God. Amen. Well, that excites me. Amen. Amen. That's something that we ought to realize. Stand with me for the reading of his word. Just a little talk. The Lord laid on our heart. So many things we could say and many things we could preach, but you know, we want to do what he wants us to do. And he keeps us out of trouble when we do that, you know. That way, if you have any problem with it, little brother Louise, we can say, you have to talk to the master about it. And if we get in that fellowship with him and leadership of him, you got any problem, you have a problem with him. Right. Amen. I'm so glad we don't have a problem with him. I feel like Pilate. I'm not Pilate, but I feel like Pilate. I find no fault in this man named Jesus. Amen. Amen. Right. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, I want to read little verse, and then we'll run, go from there. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. It said, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not easily broken. Father, Lord Jesus, Father, we're so thankful for that, Lord. God above us, God in us, God with us. Oh, God, I'm so thankful for you, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful this evening, Lord, to have another opportunity. Lord, we know our opportunities are getting every time we assemble. There's less and less times we'll be able to assemble, God. But, oh, Father, we want to make the most of this service this afternoon, God. And the only way we can make the most of it is that we can not only invite you to this service, oh, God, but we'll make you welcome here tonight, Lord. Oh, God, may you be so welcome, God. May you be so welcome that you'd walk the aisles, Lord, that you'd speak to every heart and every soul here, Lord. For Father, they're your children and they know exactly what you have need of, Lord. What they need, Lord, and you know exactly what they want and what they desire, oh God. Father, I pray you'd grant the desires of your children's heart tonight, Lord. And Father, you'd just use me in a special way, Lord, the way only you can use me, Lord. Father, however you want to use me, then use me for your glory, Lord. We ask you to do these things, God. To strengthen us, Lord, and to help us to get out of your way, Lord. Now speak to your children, Lord, lip to ear, Lord. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit, soul to soul, Lord. We ask you to do these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk about being connected. I want to talk about a spiritual connection, but I want to talk about being connected or disconnected in fellowship with God. And we see here that here is one of the that had a greater gift, one of the greatest gifts of wisdom of any man. And he began to speak this. He began to tell, you know, there's one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not easily broken. I want to talk about that kind of type of like the spirit, the wiring of a light. And we see that the light has a positive, it has a negative, and it has a ground wire. And you have a certain design that you have to connect them together to get the full effects of the light. And you know that God has a design for me and you. Because Brother Brown said you can have the Holy Spirit on your flesh, in your spirit, and die and go to hell. But he said if you get it on your soul, inside that soul, you can live. Amen. That's the positive. The reason I got that little thought has been several years ago. Many times I had been having trouble with my heater at home, and it did got to the place where it was so hard to, you know, we just kept burning. They couldn't figure out what it was. You know, I had a man, he'd come in and put me a furnace in, and it'd run 4 or 5 months, and burn the board up. So I finally got a guy, you know, I've got a guy come out there and he said, you got major problems. He said, you got negative pluralty. I believe that's what's wrong with a lot of people around the message. You've got big problems. You've got negative plurality. You've got your negative and your positive crossed. You're trying to receive the power of God to live the life of God, but you're not hooked up right. Amen. I believe that. And I believe God's able to put those together. And if we could wire this light up, even you can cross the wires and they'll work, but they'll burn up. That's what's happening around the message. A lot of people are burning up. They're burning out. Did they say it that way? They're burning out because they've not been connected right. They've not been connected right to Jesus Christ. And let's look up into the book of Genesis. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. And let's look at how Satan had a design, but God already had a plan. Satan had wanted to design. Brother Brown said he offered to design the woman. But God knew that he was going to do that, but God had a plan. God was not caught off guard. He didn't just walk into this and say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Wait a minute, like we do sometimes. What am I going to do? He's all, I already know it. That's why in the Bible said he slain the Lamb of God before the foundation of the world. He already had a connection that he was going to straighten us back up in our wiring. Because he knew Satan would try to come in and mix those bloodlines. And when he mixed those bloodlines, he created positive and negative together. Instead of being separate where they could free flow through and receive the right power. They didn't get sick. They didn't have heartaches. They didn't have troubles. There wasn't no sin. There was none of that. They speak the word and it happened. Satan said, I got to mix this bloodline. But Jesus said, I got a royal bloodline coming. I've already paid for it. I got redemptive power. I've been wanting to illustrate those. I've got wanting to heal. I can't do it, but this is going to happen. It's going to be for my glory and my glory alone. And as we look at this scripture here, it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle. And he was, he was smarter than a lot of people are. He's smarter than a lot of people. Subtle means he had knowledge of all things. He was smart enough to know that Satan knew that he was the smartest one he could use. He couldn't use a monkey. He couldn't use a gorilla. He couldn't use any of those things. He's going to use the beast because he was the only one he seen. He was the one that he could mix the bloodline with. He could inject his perversion in there. But God said, I got that covered. I'm already ahead of you, Satan. He said, more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. He didn't just come out and tell her, hey, wait a minute now. God don't know what he's talking about. Let me tell you something. That wouldn't work. That don't work on me and you. If you tell me God don't know what he's talking about, then I already done turned you off. And it's a, okay. Brother Brown didn't know what he's talking about. I just cut you off. You know, if the man of God don't know what he's talking about, the real man of God, I cut you off. You know, that's what the problem is. We got so many parking lot preachers around the message. You know, the man of God sits up here and you know, the word of God, the word is still good seed. It's still good to see, but the Bible said he got choked out. What we get choked out is because we let the cares of the life choke the word out. That breaks the connection, the fellowship. That's what Eve did. She let the care of her life more than taking it over the faith that God had her. She took wisdom. She said, I'll take this. I'll take this as a substitute. He said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said, and then she began to preach back to him. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Just takes one. Oh, this just takes a cross. You can get two wires again to burn the thing up. It all takes is one cross and a wire. When you doubt one word of God, then your wires is crossed. No matter what you say, no matter how you try to live, no matter what you do, if you got a problem with the whole truth of God, something's wrong with your wiring. You got a connection somewhere that's messed up. You're not going to be able to live to the fullness that you're supposed to until God comes down and connects you the way you should be. He said, and for God doth know, listen at him now, he says, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Their eyes are already open. He was offering something they already was. I never seen the serpent command, name the animals. I never heard the serpent tell north wind stop blowing, south wind blow. Listen to what he tells her. He says, and ye shall be as gods. He wasn't no God. He was trying to get her to believe that she could take something, but it was a lower level. They already was in that position. They obeyed. The serpent, he never named one animal. He was saying, look, you're going to be like me. You're going to be spiritual. You're going to know good. And see what the problem was. It wasn't that the tree was bad. It was give you the knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
How to commit evil.
Right.
Not only is it good, just like the cell phone. Let's look at that. I believe that sometimes that's been a trick to us.
Yeah.
It's been a trick to us. That come off the tree of knowledge.
Right.
It can be used for good. Oh, it's been used for great good. But you got to watch out because it's good and evil. That's what was wrong with the tree. The tree was good and evil. People misunderstand that. Then they let their kids have a cell phone and they don't wash them down. They ain't received the Holy Ghost and they wonder why their kids are in the shape they're in or wonder why their wife's in the shape they're in. And they wonder why this, because hey, right there, even when you look, I don't care what, if you're looking at something good, there'll always be something pop up, a little thing on there. Satan says, just stop for a minute and look here. That's the way he always tries to do us. So we've got to be careful. Let's put all of our attention on him instead of on that. Knowledge.
Right.
Knowledge shall increase. It's increasing.
Amen.
But it's people getting closer to God.
Right.
What our problem is, but what's going to happen to us, Brother Terrence, is if we don't watch it from what we've received in this hour, we're going to be in trouble because little known,
right,
little required. But much known, much required. We're required a great deal more than they are. You're required more than the Methodists. You're required more of you than the Baptists. You know, that's the best thing they can do for you. The Baptists and the Methodists, the only thing they can do you is bring you to the white throne judgment. That's the best place they can bring. But this message, this truth can bring us to a body change, bring us to a rapture, bring us to perfection in Jesus Christ. And this is the only place that you can get it. Is in this message. For the prophet said, in this message is rapturing faith. Then why do you want to connect to anything besides that? Oh my, I'm so thankful for the grace of God, ain't you? Said you'll be gods, knowing good and evil. Why did they need to know evil when they was living good? There wasn't no sin there to tempt them. There's never sin until you yield yourself to the lust. There, you can't say, well, God tempted me. He didn't. For God's not tempted by sin, neither can he be tempted. Even when the devil come to tempt him, it was come to try him. He wasn't going to tempt him. He didn't have nothing to tempt him with. He was the Word. You can't tempt God. Neither is he tempted. But he was showing, look, it's good and evil. Listen to what she did, though. It says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave to her husband with her and he did eat. Listen to what happens. If it was so good, then why did it open a veil of lust then? If it was such a great thing, God would have given it to him right off the bat. But he said, and their eye and the eyes of both of them were open and they knew that they were naked. They never knew that before. They never lusted for one another then. Until then. Then their eyes opened and they seen, wow, we're naked. You've always been naked. I mean, you're not right in the right apparel. It's not only just naked nakedness, as Brother Aaron was telling about this, the wrong apparel. Naked. You're not wearing what God has supplied for you. So guess what? They got a substitute in. Guess what? They learned how to sew. They'd never sewed before. But they sewed then. Said they sewed fig leaves together. And then if it was just by the eating of an apple, why didn't they sew something on their mouth? Why did they sew it everywhere else? Simple things. People say, well, I can't believe that. I say, why can't you? The Word said it is. Because they don't have understanding. They don't have the truth.
Right.
So they was naked. And then they started hiding from God. The fellowship was broken when they disbelieved the Word of God.
Amen.
When Eve did, it was already committed in her mind before she ever did the act.
That's it. Right.
The first thing was she listened.
Uh-huh.
Like we're talking about this morning. We listen.
Uh-huh.
And then he began to reason.
Yeah.
His revelation. You'll be gods. I don't want to be nothing, no kind of God like you. If false god. Well, Satan got the recognition of being a god. He said he's the god of this evil age. He's not the true and living God. He got so bad. And you know what? He got to the place where he's accomplished what he said he would do. Because he's fulfilled what he had in his mind to do. Then why are we not fulfilling what we're supposed to do then? If he's received the power to do that, Brother Luis, then how come we've not received the power? We have. We've just not got enough faith to operate it. We're not exercising. We're not exercising that faith. He gave us a measure, each and every one of us, a measure of faith to fulfill the word of God. He gave, you can't even rejoice in your own faith because he gave it to you. It's his faith to believe in his word. So the equation just puts you out and wires you right back to him. And we got to be connected to Jesus Christ. This message didn't come to turn us away. This message came to turn us back. This message didn't come to make me walk away. To get this grown last for several years, Brother Terrence, and say, oh well, I'm giving up. I guess that ain't what I thought. Your problem is what you thought. That's the same thing with happened with the Israel. They thought he was going to be something that it wasn't time for him to be. It was time for him to be a savior. It was time for him to kill the debt of sin for me and you. They thought he's going to be a great general. They didn't realize he is a great general. He is a great warrior. That's the only reason he defeated sin. That's the only reason he defeated Satan. That's the only reason he took the keys of death, hell, and grave. Because he was a general. He was God Almighty. And if you notice, she lost her respect for him. At first, even the serpent was saying, Lord God. And then after a while, says she began to say, God. Anything's a God, Brother Donnie. But there's only one Lord God, Brother Tam. And that's Jesus Christ. She began to say, God, just like him. That disrespect. That's what happens. People fail to receive the lordship of this message. He said, everybody wants him to be their healer. Everybody wants him to be their savior. But very few will let him be Lord. And until we get to the place of letting him be Lord, we ain't connected right. We're messed up. She even began to say, God. She quit saying ever before that. If you read all that, it was Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. And all at once when this happened, God. See how shrewd he is? He said, well, I believe he's God. But is he Lord God?
Right.
That's why they don't care if you say, oh, don't mention the name of Jesus. You can pray. You can say God. Just don't put a name on him. Right. I said, what's wrong with the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, it's just God now. Shh. Don't say that. I said, he's got a name.
Right.
He's got a name. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's got a name.
That's right.
You got a name. I got a name.
Right.
If you just sign the check down our Father, they're not going to cash it. If I sign it, son, they're not going to cash it. But you put your name down there, Lord Jesus Christ or Richard Dale Douglas, they'll cash it. If I got the sufficient funds, that's what Jesus did. He come and wrote his name on the check and gave it to Brother Louise. He said, you cash it. I got sufficient funds. Now through the blood of Jesus Christ, through Calvary, I've given you the power and authority over the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh my. We're naked. And then guess what? The fellowship. They walk with him, Brother Donnie. Oh, how wonderful that is. Walk with him. Come down. Every evening. Just like this afternoon. Every evening. Walk with him. Adam. How you doing? You having a good day? Oh, I sure appreciate you. They never hid from him before, Brother Donnie. Boy, this God that he give them, you'll become gods. They become gods, all right. Not like God wanted. Listen to what, and it said, listen to this. The eyes of their brother, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. Who's ever seen a voice walk? He was walking. They heard his voice. He was talking to them. Where are you? Where are you? I've never run in.
He's here now, Eve. Why? They sinned. They sinned. But ever since then, man's run. Say, I sought God. No, you didn't. He sought you. He sought you. He just woke up and said, look, you're mine. I got claims on you. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. You know, sometimes we can't see the forest. We can't see the forest because of the trees. Just because you stand in the forest, you see a couple trees there, but you ain't seen the whole forest yet. He thought he was hid. Nothing was hid from him. He knew he didn't. He wasn't just asking questions. Who told you? He knew who done it. He was wanting them to confess. See, that's the way it is. That's what's hard for a man to do, Brother Donnie, is admit he's wrong and confess it. He had the atonement. He had the price paid. He was showing, yeah, all you got to do is just say, I messed up, Lord. But he said, you know that woman you pulled out of my rib? Boy, you give me a boo-boo when you give her to me. He's passing the buck.
Right.
Well, she didn't stay with it either. She said, hey, you know that guy, that beast? He made me do it.
Yeah.
We're fixing to read who really made you do it. You commit sin because of lust. Your own lust. She become lustful. And they all got cursed for it, except Adam. He couldn't touch his original creation. Cursed the beast. Never. Hey, you'll never see a serpent talk again. If you do, you're on some kind of drug. Never seen one talk. All I ever seen him do is stick his tongue out, try to bite me. And I've never liked him since. My neighbor told me, he said, hey, what'd you kill that black snake for? I said, because he's in my yard. I don't like him. I just didn't have nothing to do with him. I didn't want nothing to do with him. I didn't trust him.
Right.
He bites. He still bites. Yeah. Hey, he bit her. He still bites.
Right.
He ain't lost his nature yet. He still got that nature to bite you. And then they pass it on down. But let's look over here. Let's turn over to the book of 1 John. Let's look at this just for a minute. 1 John chapter 3. Let's turn over here and look at these things. Let's look at what happened. Well, I tell you, I love the scriptures, don't you? He said... Listen to it. He said, behold what manner, verse 1, 1 John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Putting us back in our position.
Right.
Sons, not servants. Sons. That we should be called the sons of God, whereof the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. They knew him, they wouldn't have killed him. He said, beloved, now we are. You know what? People have problems with that, Brother Louis. Well, when I get there, I'm going to be a son. You already a son or you ain't going there? If you ain't a son now, you ain't going to be one. People say, oh, well, Jesus didn't become God till he went down the water. He was already God. That didn't make him God. No more than your baptism makes you a son of God. That's just the outward confession of an inward work. The lamb had to be washed to be sacrificed. Just like us to receive the sacrifice of God.
Yes.
Amen. Always was. Well, now are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
Won't be no blinders then. Don't be holding on. We'll see him for what he really is. We're seeing, that's what this message come to do, to see Jesus for who he really is.
Right.
It says, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Without that hope, you're not purified within yourself. That has to be there. Every wire has to be connected. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sin. And in him is no sin.
Right.
The Bible said he became sin. It didn't say he sinned. It said he became our sins that we might become the very righteousness of God. He says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. He said, whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. You've not been connected. You've not been born again. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. There's a lot of deception trying to go around, but he's telling us, don't let him deceive you. It's coming. He's not saying it ain't going to be here, Brother Bob. He's telling you it's coming, but don't let him deceive you. Go right back to the scripture. Go back to the message. If it ain't there, ain't no good. Brother Branson said, don't believe me, believe the word. He said, if it ain't in the word, don't believe me. He said, if Brother Branson didn't believe this, the Bible was the truth, why would he say, when they asked him, Brother Branson, if you tell us to be baptized this way, we'll do it, Brother Branson. He said, well, the scripture tells you. He said, if that angel told me any other thing wasn't in that Bible, I wouldn't believe it. He said, why I believe it? Because it's in the Bible. Right. Not just because an angel told me, because it's in the Bible.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. And then his son Cain did the same thing. And it ain't stopped. The nature. The wiring. Some of us need a reboot. That's a refilling of the Holy Spirit. We need a new hard drive. Because we started out with the wrong hard drive. The wrong nature. He said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whomsoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That man on the inside don't commit sin. It's this man out here is your unbeliever. This guy here. He's the one that keeps saying, well, you might. I'm like, forget about you. I'm not worried about what you think. It's what the Word thinks. See, that's where we're battling with this man. But Branford, we're trying to perfect him, and he ain't going to get perfected. What we need to do is make him subject to the Word. You know how you make him subject to the Word? Just feed him Word. We can't give him a little bit of the world here and a little bit of the world the next day and expect to overcome him. That's what he feeds on. You know how you keep him, you know how you keep him under control? You starve him to death. He don't eat the Word. He can't eat the Word. I like what my pastor said about this. This guy had a dog. He had a dog, and he was his pet, and he's in the house. He's a house dog, and he's just his buddy and everything. He said, but he's going by the pet store one day, this guy was, and he bought a parrot. And he brought that parrot home, and that dog hated him. He hated that parrot. He said, every time he let that parrot out of that cage, that dog would, rah! He's trying to kill him. He said, I'd whip him. I'd beat him, tell him, boy, you don't do that. Don't you kill that bird. He's part of this family. That dog cower over there. Next day, open that cage up, let it. He said, man, he went back to the guy at the pet store and said, what can I do for that? He said, quit feeding him. Quit feeding him. He said, so I didn't feed him one day, let him out, he's still. He said, oh, he's still. Next day he didn't feed him. Next day, he didn't feed him. Fourth day, he didn't even bark at that bird. And that broke him. See, that's what we got to do. We got to break this man. He desires the things of this world. So quit feeding him. He said, well, I got so much trouble in my flesh. Quit feeding him. He hungers for those things. Quit feeding the black dog. He's going to keep growling as long as you feed him. You can beat him all you want to. You can beat him over the head. You can run your head. You can crawl on all the stones you want to, light all the candles you want to. Didn't work for the Catholics. It ain't going to work for you. I mean, self-inflicted things. Even Martin Luther did all the things that didn't do any good. Didn't get him no closer to God. All he did was he was always sore. Oh my. But he's telling us here. He said, whosoever is born of God did not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this, little children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. So, well, I'm a Christian, but you don't love your brother? What's wrong with you? Hey, he said, even the sinners do that, Brother Bob. Even the sinners love one another. He said, I want you to love your enemies. If you can't love your brother who you go to church with and your sister who you go to church with, forget about trying to love your enemy. you ain't got one wire hooked up yet. You forget about going hooking the other two up. You get that one hooked up. Start loving your brothers and sisters. Then you get hooked up to Jesus just like you're supposed to and get the power coming through like you do. Then you're loving your enemies. You can't do it. This man can't love anything that's against him. Right. Right. Only the Holy Ghost brings him title. He's the bridle. You go, oh, thank you, Jesus. He was fixing to open his big mouth, stick his foot in it. But he bridles this man. And you know what? I would work with a guy, man. He hated me for some reason. I couldn't figure out why he hated me so bad. I'd never done nothing to him, Brother Knight. He hated me. He said, I just can't stand that guy. He thinks he's so self-righteous. I'm like, I never said anything to him. Everything. You know what? I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, Brother Chad? I said, what am I going to do? He said, do good to him. Right. So you know what? I started buying his lunch and bringing stuff. Boy, that made him madder than ever. I said, wow. I said, boy, he really hates me now. He said, you ain't going to buy your way into heaven. I said, no, but I sure was trying to make it easy on you. He never did. He just couldn't do it. And I never know, but you know what? I was sitting there one day at work and I was thinking about that thing. I said, why does this man hate me so much? He said, if you're of the world, he'd love you. He said, because you're not of the world, he hates you. Because he's not of me. It's that nature thing. If you don't get connected right, you ain't gonna be able to love. But I loved him. Forgive him. He aggravated me to death, but I still loved him. I couldn't figure out why I did. I said, any other time back in those days, we'd went round and round. We went round and round. One of us would have loved one another. We'd have hugged one another. One of us passed out. But that ain't the kind of love God's talking about. People say, oh, I can't wait to give that brother a piece of my mind. I said, spare yourself. You ain't got nothing to waste. I mean, you can't give something you ain't got. He said, let this mind that's in Christ be also in you. Don't waste your carnal mind on one another. You ain't got nothing to waste. I know I don't. I done burnt mine up. You don't want a piece of my mind. You're going to be in trouble. What you want is God's mind. You think like God, live like God, and it takes God to live in you. Got to be wired right. He's showing us these things. Your seed can't. You can't sin because that seed remains in you. Let's look at these things. And he tells us over. Let's turn back to St. John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, let me say. Let's look at this right here. Let's see what caused the problem here. Let's start it. Let's look at verse 15 and read 15 down through for 17. Here's John speaking to us again. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You say, well, I still love such and such. No, I don't. Not nowhere near. I still got things dying, Brother Louise. Still think he's dying. I'm dying daily. But I don't love it like I used to. You know what? It was easy for me to quit loving the world. If it ain't easy for you to quit loving the world, my goodness, you need a birth. It was easy. I mean, because look, murder, killing, you can't love this. This place is not mine, your home. He said, we're pilgrims and strangers seeking for a city whose builder maker is God. This is not my house. I may have a nice place to live. I may have a nice car drive, but this ain't my home. I'm just traveling through. When we get that kind of attitude, you know, we're traveling through and we want to bring others with us. He said, love not the world. Neither love the things of the world. It's easy for people to quit loving the world, but the things of the world, Brother Donnie, that's where we have problems at. So why quit loving but the things of the world? Things of the world. What's that? Things that keep you from fellowship in God. It's to eat it. Paul said it's not the great big things. It's the little bitty things. It's the little things, Brother Chance, we leave undone. It's the small foxes. Poisons the vine. It's that little bug, that little parasite that bites on it. He said, love not the world. Listen to what he tells you. These three attacks that he did on her. Listen to this. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but of the world. He said, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that abideth, he that doeth the will of God, abideth forever. What's the will of God? His word. Let's look at what Eve did right here. Look at this. She fell right forward. Satan don't ever change. He got the same old tack. What you got to do is study him. You got to study him. He's not in you. He don't bring you. He'll bring it a different way. But it's the same old tack. Same old desire to do what he did. Look at this. Let's look back in Genesis right here. Listen to this. Verse 6. Wouldn't you know that? Talking about man. Woman. Flesh. Look at this. It says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was the lust of the flesh. She fell. Listen to this. And then it said, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Lust of the eyes. Whew. My, boy, ain't God beautiful. Ain't that beautiful? Lust of the eyes. And look at that, the pride of life. And to make one wise. Whew. Ever learning, never coming. Man's been learning ever since, and he ain't never come to God. If it hadn't been, if God don't come to him, he don't ever come to God. What did this age do? This age was set under miserable, wretched, blind, and naked, and knoweth it not. Said, we have need of nothing. We're rich and increasing goods. But you don't have Jesus. If a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what's he gain? Nothing. Listen to this. Let's turn over to Luke. Let's look at the one that can wire us right back. He said he was tempted in all like manner. I won't hold you too much longer. Let's just look at these things. Just some things to pinch our conscience, and you go back and look at them and study them. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1. He said, well, I'm going to cross him up. I've crossed everybody else up. Satan said, I'm going to cross him up. I've made every one of them fall by one of these three tactics. And they did, Brother Aaron. They did. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, he never got connected to that. He was in for a treat, Brother Louise. Full of the Holy Ghost. Returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You would think, well, God wouldn't lead him to there. Why would God do that? He was going to prove something. That it's not by might, not by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. He said, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Wasn't the imp, like we said this morning. Satan come. He's the tempter of all tempters. He come. Everybody else has failed to him. Everybody made a mistake. Looked like Joseph was going to be so perfect. But he lied. He said, don't tell them. Sheep heard them. You heard cattle. For it's abomination to the Egyptians. And Joseph looked spotless. And that was all. But that one thing, brother, disconnected. One thing, disconnection. Hallelujah. It says, being 40 days tempted to the devil. Can you imagine that? 40 days. A lot of them can't even last 30 minutes. Oh, preacher! Deacon! Help me! He's gonna show you how. It's not by might. Not by power. He's gonna show you what to do. He's gonna say, don't even waste the power on this coward. He says, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. But Brent said, when a man's hungry, he'll kill you. Get food. He'll do anything to feel that satisfaction of the flesh. Look at right here. He comes to attack him with the lust of the flesh. He's weak. Now I got him. He's hungry. Oh, yeah. This worked on all of them. They got hungry. Listen to this. And he said, and the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. He could have. He could have made the whole mountain of bread if he wanted to. He could have turned Satan into a dough ball if he wanted to. Gobbled him up. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat him, but
The fowl would have eaten him. A few buzzards would have probably feasted on him. You know? It says, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He defeated him. When he tried to attack him with the lust of the flesh, he defeated him with the word, Brother Louis. Right. Right. He said, all right. Mother Brown said, you don't see where a man's at? Give him the word test. He said, that's a pretty good quote, Satan. Satan will give a good quick quote to us, brother. And we'll say, oh, my, oh, God help me. Jesus, that's pretty good. Didn't work. Because I know who I am. Right. See, that's the problem. A lot of us don't realize who we are. And then when Satan gives us a quote like that, oh, I said, pretty good. Hmm? But man shall not live by bread alone. Yeah. Every word is proceeded out of the mouth of God. Right. That didn't stop him. Don't think that's just going to stop him. You beat him one time. He's coming. He's coming what? The lust of the eyes. Look at this. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of a time. Boy, he was running that film, wasn't he? That's yours, man. You got it. I'm giving it to you. And the devil said unto him, all this power, will I give thee, and the glory of them. For it is delivered unto me. He wasn't lying. There ain't no glory in this place no more without Jesus. He said, delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Listen, all you got to do is listen to me say, Jesus, look at this. This is all yours. You won't have to go to Calvary. You won't have to do those things. People won't hate you. They'll love you. Just keep kissing the babies, shaking hands. You'll be all right. Don't bring the word to them. I'll give you this thing. And the glory, they'll worship you. Come on now. Whosoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me. He was getting personal, wasn't he? Worship me, and all shall be thine. Listen to this. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. He wasn't calling him God. He said, I'm fixing to tell you, I've had enough of you, Satan. He was getting irritated with him right here. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, he was bringing back the connection to lordship. Look at here. Yeah, you're a God. Yeah, you're the God that's always, but I'm not going to worship you. Like the three Hebrew children, we got to be like the three Hebrew children. We won't bend, we won't bow, and we won't burn. Sometimes God makes you fireproof, and sometimes God walks with you. Amen. I'm thankful for that, ain't you? He didn't stop. He said, all right. Lust of eyes didn't work. I give him this proud life. I've got to get him. Everybody's fell for this one. I always save the best for last, Satan says. I got him here. That's what he thinks in this age. I've saved the best. I've got the best now. But Terrence, it's over. You ain't got a chance. Just give up. Just worship me. Sitting in the synagogues of God, being worshipped as God. He is. That's why the Bible says try the spirit. No words of God. And he brought him to Jerusalem. Right there. He didn't take him anywhere. He took him to Jerusalem. He knew what he was doing. He knew that was a place where God was going to bring that holy city out. Look, I'm going to give it to you. You won't have to worry about it. No. I'm getting right here with pride of life. I got him now. And brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be. Ooh, he's getting personal now. The Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written. You don't think he'll use quotes on you, scriptures? People say, oh, I can beat him with scriptures. No, you ain't going to outsmart him. You got to have the Holy Ghost or you ain't going to beat him. He can pump them back at you faster than you can spit them at him. He's a legalist. He knows what he's talking about. It says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Whew. Are we not amateurs, gods? Then tell Satan, don't you tempt me. You don't have no right. See, what we don't realize, he don't have no right to us. We give him access to our minds.
And then he tries to mess the wiring up, Brother Tanner. He's not a real electrician. He just wants to hook you up. Oh, he does a quick job on you. And look what he did for Eve and them. He did a quick job, but it didn't work. Jesus said, I got it made though. I got it. I'm already through with it now. Didn't beat him with that. Couldn't beat him. He couldn't beat him because he was the Word made flesh. Couldn't defeat God. And then he didn't defeat him with his power. He could defeat his Satan anytime he wanted to with his power. But he didn't have the power. He wasn't here to put on a show for Satan. And Satan will tell you, Brother Louise, you know you really, if you was a preacher, I'm going to use Brother Louise. He's my buddy. He knows I'm not belittling him or anything. Brother Louise, if you really was a minister of God, you'd see more healings in your ministry. You're just not really a son of God. You're just a put on. And you know, if you prayed more, brother, you know, your prayers, you really, every time you pray, God ain't done nothing yet. What makes you think he's going to do it? Didn't you tell Brother Branham the same thing? Look at that. There's your daddy's dead. Brother Branham, look, he died. There's your wife down there in the morgue. All this is happening. You're going to serve a God like that? Oh, he's challenging us. Right now is the showdown. He's saying, you really believe this message? You really believe this? Come on now. I don't believe you really believe it. Why ain't you doing the works of him? Why ain't you? Say, I am. I'm overcoming through him. Oh, my. We tell him, get behind us, Satan. We don't have time for you. We don't have time for your loud mouth. We don't have time for your ridicule. Look at what the Ephesians will tell us. Ephesians 4:29 tells us that what the positive wire is. Huh? And he warns us. Ephesians 4:29 said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Then you start messing your wiring up. If we can't say nothing good about one another, Brother Terrence, man, keep your big fat mouth shut. The Bible says study to be quiet. And what we don't realize during the testing time, when God is testing me and you, that's when the teacher is the quietest. He's not talking. He's waiting on you to pass the test. So he's not, you'll feel like, oh man, my prayers ain't going nowhere. He's waiting to see if you really believe in what you're asking for. He said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. Oh God, I knew he wouldn't do it. Yeah, because you didn't believe he would. Don't blame it on him. We can't blame God because he challenged you have not because you ask not. He said, whosoever believeth and asketh anything in my name, it'll be given. That's what he's connected to. But this man will say, wait a minute, it didn't happen when I thought it would. So, it don't matter when I think it is. It's going to happen because I believe it did. Just like me, needing a van. You know, we was praying, you know, cars wearing out and I wore my poor old car out driving it everywhere, trying to go somewhere. And we'd get down with my grandson, that's when my daughter lived with me, my grandson's with me. And we'd pray, Brother Louise, and pray, Lord, give Dad a van and help him get a van so he can go. Lord, help me. You know, Brother Terrence, doing that, you know. And then my grandson, he said, all at once he said something, he struck something. See, God has to use a small child to get you to wake up sometime. You know? My grandson said, well, Papa, what are we praying for? He ain't never done it. He ain't done it yet. Thank God for a wife. She said, well, Benjamin, let's start thanking him for it. That's what I was missing. I was asking, but I wasn't receiving it with thanksgiving. And then, Brother Richard, I began to thank him. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what? 3 days later, a man walks up and gives me a van, tag title, taxes, everything paid. He said, it's yours, brother. He said, I was down praying. God had blessed me. And he said, God, I want to do something for one of your servants. Lord, what can I do? He said, buy Brother Richard a van. That was 3 days after I'd been praying. It was already in the process. God's already on the bed. He's already on the job. And most people say, oh man, God give me this car. But I ain't going to able to come to church Sunday, Brother Terrence. You understand that, don't you? He did. Really? He give you something to keep you out of church. Come on now, let's don't blame God.
Because you desired something you weren't able to pay for. And you're going to have to work more. But don't you know God will provide what you need, when you need it, how you need it? Because he said, take no thought for tomorrow. For I'm the God of tomorrow. Oh my, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It won't work, Brother Louise. Hey, you got to come God's provided way. You got to be hooked up. You got to be connected. And God sent the Holy Ghost to connect us right. He sent the Holy Ghost to dissolve that negative wire that we have all the time. Always negative. That's what was wrong with the apostles. They was negative. They was negative. They couldn't even get along. This is the apostles that walked with Jesus. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost. So show us, Lord. Who? And here comes James and John's mother. Lord, which one's going to be the greatest? Which one? Which one? Let one sit on one side and one on the other. Here's the apostles that we look up to and all that without a conversion. Look at the power of them. And they said, Lord, they wouldn't receive us. Shall we call fire down? He said, you don't even know what spiritual. What's wrong with you? Brother Ben said, as long as there's breath in the man's body, there's a potential soul. We're willing just to go ahead and put them on out, Brother Terrence. I'm gone. Hey, we got to have, hey, God had mercy on me. I'm glad he didn't say, hey, you dropped it this time, Richard. It's over with you. Get your stinking hide. And he could have. He could have. He could do us that way. We can't do without him. He can put me in your way anytime he wants to and be just. But he's patient with us. He's long-suffering. He's kind. And then look when the Spirit did fall on the apostles. And it fell upon a man called Stephen. He was connected. He was hooked up. He never backed down. He never compromised. He pressed the truth and it cost him his life. He said, you stiff-necked. And circumcise the heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Ghost. Oh, they loved it when he was talking about Abraham. But he said, he put, you stiffen that. Harden them, harden. You always resist. They began to stone him. He didn't get mad. He said, Lord, send fire down and burn these people up. He said, Lord, don't lay his charge to them. I remember I had that happen to me. Time's gone. I had that happen to me. And if God's not in there, you'll be negative. Because you know what? We got so much. God's given us so much understanding. He's given us an atomic bomb. I could pull the plug on that thing and blow anybody up. Anybody that, hey, if you wanted to, or you can blow people up. Take that same. You can blow your brothers and sisters up with it. We do it. This message is an atomic bomb. But it's made for the devil. And his angels. It's not made for your brother and sister. At any time, you could blow them up. Man, you could tell them so much. Man, hey, I've had people that preach it where people say, man, I don't even know if I got the Holy Ghost or not. I said, well, my goodness, brother. I'd hate to think I'd make people disbelieving in the Holy Ghost preach something like that. I mean, I want to, man, if you ain't got it, yeah, I want you to get it. But hey, if you got it, I'm not going to make you think you ain't got it. Who am I to tell you ain't got it? Even the woman told Brother Brown, she said, he said, Brother Brown, I don't think I got it. He said, sister, you got it. See, people think the Holy Ghost comes a certain way and it don't. Each and every individual gets it a different way. You know? And this woman here, my buddies, my friends I was with, and I'm going to let you go after this. Here they call me up. Here she calls me up. And you know, if the Spirit of the Lord, if the, you got the love of God, you don't need to be witness to people. You don't need to tell anybody about nothing. If you got a rotten, stinking attitude, you don't need to talk to nobody. You know who you need to talk to? You need to get connected to Jesus. Do you know that your attitude, Brother Man said, your attitude, Brother Terrence, can determine people's destination? I'd hate to think I sent somebody here because of my rotten, filthy attitude. You can do that. You can present this message in such a way, and it's been done that way, Brother Terrence. You know that. Y'all brothers been here a long time. I've seen it happen. People present the wrong way, brother, and they cause people to walk away. Don't you know they're going to have the blood on their hands? And they say, oh, hey, because he didn't believe. No, because you didn't represent it right. You didn't represent Jesus. You didn't show Jesus. Brother Branham brought Jesus so real to us to make us love him. If we don't do that, we fail. Brother Branham said there's three things that every minister, Brother Aaron, should have in his ministry. He said that's faith, hope, and charity. Amen. Faith in God's word, hope for the people, and love everybody. You say, well, I can't do that. Well, you ain't got it yet. They just sit down. Just sit down. Season a little bit. You'll be all right. Sometimes we just have to sit down and get the greenness out of us. If ain't you ain't got a gift, you just need to let God do it. Get that in there. But here they called me up, and they're friends of mine who used to be out in the world with them, Brother Bob, and they're friends, you know, and they got in church, you know. And they church, not where I, you know, where we, but I'm not big little. I tried to be friends with them, and, you know, I didn't, of course, he invited me to come to one of his gospel singers, and I was like, wow. Woo, be careful what you listen to, too. You get disconnected real quick. So here he invites me to come over to, I thought, man, I'm going to church here. Gospel's a good old gospel singer. Going out as a rock concert. I'm like, whoa. Boy, I got out of the bar for that. Woo. And I was repenting the whole time I was there, Brother Bob. I said, God, have mercy on me. I was just a young crowd. I wasn't even preaching. I was just young, Brother Luke. Went and I was trying to be, I was showing love to everybody. And I stepped in there and I said, whoa, wow, strobe flash in the church now. Brother Brown said the Pentecostals will be worse than the Catholics, and they are. You don't think they are? Go to one of the church. You don't know how blessed you are if you ain't never. I'm not telling you to go somewhere, but hey, if you get in there, you'll say, oh my God, thank you Lord for the truth. You don't know what you got if you ain't never, if you didn't come out of that or you didn't know, nobody knows. When you think about it now, I've even heard the preachers talk about, hey, I'd put a bar in here if I think get people to come to church. That ain't God. You already put a bar in there when you disbelieve the word of God. Yeah, they're getting drunk off the fornication. You're already getting them drunk. And you just believe work, but they was into that, and they said, I come over and I said, oh, here it comes. I'm like, man, I hope he hurts up, gets through, because I don't want to. And I was trying to give my testimony to him about how God delivered me from drugs and all that. I was trying, and he's going, shh, we are all worshiping. Shh. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, but that ain't the kind of worship I've ever done. You know, and I was just being honest. I was just young, honest. And then here he comes down. He's over with Richard. And here he comes up to me. And I thought, uh-oh. He comes up to me. He said, what'd you think of that, man? I said, oh, well. I said, I've never seen God approach that way before. He said, you must be an old cornbread believer. I said, praise God for the cornbread. I'll take a crumb over that any day. It's still truth. That's what the woman said. Just give me a crumb. Even the dog had the crumb, but she knew the crumb had the same thing in it. That didn't have it in it. And so, you know, then later on they come to me. They're always asking me questions. Well, what about this? What about that? I said, well, you really want me to answer that? I said, you really want me to? I wasn't backing off. I just said, really? Do you want me to answer that? And then they called me up and said, well, we got questions. And then when they want you to pray, Brother Richard, they call you up. You're the one to call, and they call you. Pray. I said, Richard, if you'll ask him, he'll pray. And they'd ask me, and I said, let's pray now then. He said, well, I don't care if you're in Walmart. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not ashamed of God. I don't care what they think about me. It don't bother me one bit. I pray in Walmart. You know, be like, hey, I've prayed and people get humble. It wasn't because of me. It's because he come. He demands respect. But his wife called me and she said, I got a hard question I want to ask you. Yeah, and I want to ask you this question. Do you believe in women preachers or deaconesses? I thought, ooh, wow. Boy, you throwed the whole barrel at me. I thought, woo, and I knew they did. I said, do you really want me to answer that question? I said, I won't answer it, but I'll answer it by God's grace. And he'll give me by the Bible. Because you could have quoted Brother Branson. They wouldn't know what that was. But you know what? If they're really believers, they should believe the Bible. We're real believers. We believe the Bible, don't we? So take the Bible. Take the Bible and show it to him. That's what Brother Brown did. He showed us the word was in the Bible. So I said, okay, I'll do the best I can. God give me grace. And so God took me through there and showed where, you know, Levitical priesthood, and there was a woman. She said, what about Deborah? I said, she's a judge. And she turned the script where she judged. You know, she never held a fire. She said, well, what about Mary Magdalene? She held a fire. God, she went back and preached to the apostles. I said, no, she didn't. He said, go tell. I said, not preach, go tell my disciples. Right. And I said, and the Lord was just opening these things up to me when I was just young. And man, the scripture was just flowing. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And it was just, the scripture, man, it's just like I turned the Bible over, brother, and it fall right on the scripture. And I was like, wow. And then, yeah, I know it's not me. But we can't do that. When God wants to talk, he talks. And where he speaks is through his word. And so I told her, I said, well, you know, Paul said over there in Timothy, where I heard something, I won't teach and have a thought of him, I'd be silent in church. I can hear her growling on the end. She said, well, what about a deaconess? I said, Well, how can she be the husband of one wife? Boy, that cut her. When she said that, you know, next thing she told me, you're a male chauvinist pig. She told me I was a pig. I said, I'd rather be a pig. But you know what? I should have got mad, Brother Richard. I didn't get mad. I felt sad for her. It hurt me. I wept in my soul. And when they hung up, you know what I did? It wasn't me doing that, brother. Amy said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they do. Whew. If we can't have that kind of love. Brother Brown said, as we stand, Brother Brown said, if we don't have it. Said, only the bride will have that. Only the bride will show mercy. Said, you're looking for mercy? The bride will have it. And you say you're bride and you're condemning your brother to hell and your sister to hell and you're trying to put everybody in hell? That's not bride. You're not connected yet. But let me tell you, if you'll just let the master electrician work on you, he knows how to tweak it. Like Brother Richard knows how to tweak that on them computers, him and brother Joseph and them. I know nothing about it. I mess it up. I'll delete everything in there. It says push a button. I push it. Uh-oh. Guess what? I don't have that no more. I say, I don't know down that. But see, God knows how to tweak you. He knows how to turn. He knows when you get a little, when your wire gets a little loose and you kind of, you ever seen a light when it flickers stuff? Either your balance is, oh my, there it is. Either your balance is messed up or your wire's loose. But let me tell you, Jesus will straighten you out. He knows how to diagnose us. He says, wait a minute now, Richard, you balance all wrong in the Word. Let me put this balance right here in. And when he applied this in my heart, then I could rightly divide the Word. Until he puts that Holy Ghost in your heart, you'll never rightly divide the Word of God. And he hooked my wires up. And guess what? He said, you'll be a light. You'll be a light. Let your light shine before men. He even told Peter, he said, Peter, when you're converted, when I get you connected, I know you're a while. You've got real zeal, Peter. I love you. I prayed for you. He loved Peter. Peter wasn't going to hell. He was just needed the Holy Ghost. He didn't even hold against him. He didn't deny him. Walk with him, denied him. The rest of them fled. Peter stood around and come back to even take a look. But he said, we know you're... Hey, you know what, Brother Terrence, you never can't deny Jesus when you're a real son of God. Even when I was out in the world, they say, something about you, boy. You're different than the others. I said, it must be God. You know, it scared me to death. But it was him. See, it was on the inside. They seen something I can see. Satan told me I went too far. Jesus said I didn't go far enough. When he got a hold of me, he said, I'm going to connect you now. I said, Lord, I want it now. And he hooked me to the right spots. And he brought forth his word. And it healed me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. He'll say tonight, God, if there's any connection in my life between me and you, our fellowship, our worship, my prayer life, anything, Father, if there's anything, would you search me, oh God? Would you look at me if I've got the wrong connection? Will you rewire me tonight, Lord? If I need a reboot tonight, if I need the Holy Ghost, a refilling, God, would you do it tonight? Would you refill me? Would you fill me with your Spirit, Lord? I know I got the Holy Ghost, but Lord, I need more. I need a refilling. Like the apostle said, we come back and they got fearful and they went back and he breathed on them again. Father, Lord Jesus, I pray you'd meet every need for us tonight, Lord. Lord, I wished I could fulfill the needs for your children, but I can't. Lord, all I can do is pray the prayer of faith. And you said you'd do the rest. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Father, I pray, Father, that you'd meet every need in our lives, Lord. Father, show us anything, Father, that we've been disconnected to you with, Lord. Anything between us and you but the blood of Jesus. Reconnect us tonight, Lord. Father, if we need rebooting, Father, give us a reboot tonight, Lord. Father, if we need correcting, God, correct us, Lord. We need connections. We got, Lord, if our cables is all corroded up, Lord, because we've not prayed enough, will you clean them tonight, oh God? Oh God! I pray, Lord, you'd do it for us, Lord. Father, I want to have a connection with you, Lord, like I've never had before, Lord. I want to have a greater connection right now, God, than I've had this morning. I want to leave this place a better Christian than I was this morning, God. And you're the only one that can do it, God. I believe you'll do it, Father, because we've asked it with a sincere and a humble heart. Grant these things to us, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. Amen. What a connection Jesus made with us. Many things we could say, but the Lord wants to say what we said, so we do what he tells us. Amen. We sure love you and appreciate you. Anyone need prayer before we go? I believe in that. I still believe in that. I still believe in that because he didn't take it out of the word. It's still there. I know we're in the Gentiles and we could just a spoken word, and I know the word is being preached and you can be healed that way. He's not a respected person, however you need. He's able to supply your needs. Need laying on the hands? Us brothers, we'll pray for you. If you accept it, whatever God, do, accept it and walk on. It's like the Lord, he touched me. Y'all been praying for me. I've been battling my foot, having trouble with my foot. I've been having an infection, that thing. And I know Brother Aaron's had y'all been praying for him. But you know what? When I did what he told me to do, he said, quit your job. Just preach. Because of my body. I started having a lot of body trouble. They started arthritis and things like that. And I thought, well, Lord, I depended on that. He said, depend on me. Depend on me. And you know what? When I quit, they told me, he said, you'll lose everything you got. And you know what? God supplied all my needs. He said, who will you trust, me or your job? I wasn't going to do it because I didn't want to depend on the people. He said, you're not depending on people. You're depending on me. If you'll put your trust in me, I'll supply your needs. And he's done it. And I just stepped out by faith, didn't know what would happen, didn't know what would do. I knew Jesus told me to do it. And you know what he's did? You know what? That foot just gave me so much trouble. I got infection after infection, Sister Dale. You know what? Healed.
Praise the Lord.
Healed me. Healed me. And I believe he's going to finish the work. You know what, Brother Terrence? Every day, I'm getting stronger. My health is coming back from my hip coming from above. Amen. You believe that? You believe God will do the same for you? Just obey. Amen. Father, Lord Jesus, oh my, humbled by this little child, oh God. I can imagine how you felt, Lord, when the disciples tried to push them away, Lord. You said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Oh God, and you laid hands on them and you healed them. Father, may my hands become your hands right now, Father. May my mouth become your mouth, Lord. May my thoughts become your thoughts. May I be that agent, God. That, Lord, this little child will see the healing of God. May you touch her knee and make it whole. May she testify to her mom and daddy, Jesus healed me. Do it for the glory, for your glory and your glory alone in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Upon a child, Lord. And Father, as I lay my hand upon this child, I am a recipient of your healing power, God. I have spoke of your healing power. I have testified of your healing power. You created an ankle bone. Now take this eczema away from this boy, Lord. This is not a permanent thing. Satan, through the power and authority of God's spoken word, leave the child. May it be dried up, Lord, for the glory of God in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord, no longer will we have to battle this anymore, God.
said, I am a problem solver. More than able to give you whatever you have need of.
Appreciate him coming down. We appreciate all your prayers and everything. Remember, Dad and them are traveling. Brother, I'm sure Brother Douglas will be traveling around. Just keep everybody in your prayer as we pray this afternoon. Just remember, and we'll all be traveling this next week. So just be with us all. I think I'll ask Brother Colley if he'll dismiss us. Give us the Lord a prayer, and we'll be dismissed. Go ahead, Brother Colley.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. You dismiss.
Victory is mine.